and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist on Calls. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, I'm doing the impossible. I'm featuring half an hour of music all played on Christie organs. But never fear, I've picked some of the best examples of the Christie sounds. And what better way to start than with three tracks all related to the Regal Edmonton Christie. First up, let's hear how it sounded in the cinema. And I can think of no one else to play except for Sidney Torch, with one of his classic rhythm numbers called I Hate Myself for Being So Mean to You. Classic rhythm sounds there from Sidney Torch with I Hate Myself for Being So Mean to You. The Christie, when it opened, had a wonderful four-manual console with a great big illuminated surround. It had 15 ranks of pipes or 14 units. When the Christie left the cinema, it was moved to the Memorial Hall in Barry, in South Wales. This move had been completed by the American Theatre Organ Society's London and South of England chapter. At first, the Society's concerts were well attended, and Len Rawl made two cassettes on the organ, so let's listen to a track from one of those now. It's Len, yet again, in another rhythm form, with Whispering Grass, Don't Tell the Trees. Thank you. Len Raw there with his whispering grass not telling the trees at the Memorial Hall in Barry. Well, concerts at Barry dried up around the early 2000s and the organ was put into storage. In about 2009, Paul Kerner and his team bought the organ from Atos and began installing it in his own venue. That's Paul Kerner's Music Palace in Unashear, back down in South Wales. Well, the Crissie organ reopened just over a year ago now, and it sounds just as good, if not better, than it did in the cinema. Well, so far, Jobman has taken to the console to record on his most recent CD, so let's have a little novelty item now with a song that I had never heard of before, but now's a chance for me to correct that. It features the Whistling Tibbias with The Messenger Boy. John Mann there with The Messenger Boy, and the Regal Edmonton Christie throughout all of its various guises through its time in the cinema, the Memorial Hall in Barry, and its most recent incarnation at Paul Kerner's Music Palace. Well, let's head back up to London now, and to the EMD or Granada in Walthamstow. It was at one time deemed that they would never get that horrible old Christie off the ground. However, members of the Cinema Organ Society's Southern District did just that. Sadly, the EMD is no longer in use and the Christie is sat there derelict in an unknown state, but it's hoped that one day we will be able to get back in there and listen to the sounds of that marvellous Christie. I sadly arrived on the scene too late to hear it, but I can live in the fact that there was a cassette released in the mid-80s by Simon Gledhill. So let's listen to a track of that now, taken from the master tapes, with a beautiful ballad written by Robert Farnon, and it's called Journey into Melody. The lush sounds there of the Walthamstow Christie with Simon Gledhill at the console, journeying into melody. Well, our next example of a Christie organ is kind of a cheat because it's actually branded a Hill, Norman & Beard. However, Hill, Norman & Beard were the parent company of Christie, and this was one of their early examples of an attempt of a dual-purpose organ. I'm of course referring to the four-manual Beastie that's in Brighton's Dome. I was actually at the Dome yesterday for a concert given by Michael Wooldridge. Sadly, the instrument isn't heard that much. If you're lucky, it's twice a year. The man who made the Dome organ and its characteristic sounds famous was Douglas Reeve. And I always thought the organ was suited to the light classics, so what better than a selection of music from Gilbert and Sullivan from their musical show Pirates of Penzance.
Thank you.
Douglas Reeve there at the Brighton Dome. Hill Norman and Beard Christie, in inverted commas, with a selection of music from Pirates of Penzance demonstrating the organ's versatility. Well, back up to London now and to the Regal Marble Arch. This beautiful Freemanual 37 rank Christie hasn't been heard since the mid-60s, and I long for the day where I will be able to hear it for the first time. Well, let's listen to two tracks of the Christie organ with two completely contrasting organists. The first up is a track by Gerald Shaw, taken from an old acetate and a broadcast that he did in the mid-50s, with a cheeky little novelty number called Rickshaw Ride, showing off some of the percussion on the organ. Following on from that, we travel way back in time to the 30s, to that one-time organist Quentin McLean, who's on the sunny side of the street.
Thank you.
Gerald Shaw there with Rickshaw Ride and Quentin McLean with On the Sunny Side of the Street. And I rather think that Matt got a bit bored towards the end of that track, as you will have heard. I don't think that bird whistles were ever heard that much on the sunny side of the street. Well, we're rapidly approaching the end of this week's show, and we travel up north into northern Wales. The Astroclan Dudno Christie sadly lost its life to a fire whilst it was in store, although many believe that this never happened and it is actually in store somewhere. I don't really have my breath held on this fact, but it would be good if it did crop up at some point in time, because it was a real fiery beast. It only had 8 ranks of pipe, but it sounded like it had 80 at points, as Nigel Ogden now demonstrates on one of his early recordings demonstrating his more jazzy style of playing. It's Duke Ellington's I'm Beginning to See the Light. Or in Nigel's case, I'm Beginning to See the Really Loud Reeds. Nigel Ogden there, certainly rocking the boat with I'm Beginning to See the Light. Well, I'm afraid that's all we got time for on this week's show, and I hope that you'll be able to join me next Thursday at 8 p.m. for another variety of theatre organ tracks from around the world. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time, take care.